Hey, hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to Grillin' JR with the voice of wrestling, Mr. Jim Ross. Jim, how are you, man?
I'm pretty good, Conrad. No complaints here on my end. I'm getting ready for the process of a big week here, and start this radiation treatment every day for 22 days, excluding Saturday and Sunday. I wish they did it on Saturday and Sunday. I'd get through quick. But I got to do 22 treatments, and they do them Monday through Friday. And I got a real good oncologist, and I've also got the shadow of the Mayo Clinic. So if something is necessary to go there to that extreme, then I'm here. So that's why I'm doing this in Jacksonville. Anybody's wondering, Mayo Clinic's hard to throw away. As a card you may want to play. You hope you don't have to play it, but if you do, it's right there. So I live 4 miles from the Mayo Clinic. So it'll be an interesting week, to say the least. I always like new experiences. This is not quite what I wanted to have in mind. But after my Sooners lost to their arch rival, Jerry Briscoe's Oklahoma State Cowboys, which I thought was a hell of a game.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a game of the weekend. Your team was in the game of the weekend. Those multiple, what, they had four OTs?
Four overtimes, yes, sir.
Amazing. I refereed a high school football game one time back in my younger days, Connie. I officiated high school and college football, basketball, and baseball for 20 years. And until the wrestling business got so obsessive with my time that I couldn't do it any longer. As a matter of fact, the last year that I officiated, I had a real good high school crew. And we got a lot of big games, state championships, and so forth. But I was living in Dallas. So I commuted on Fridays on Southwest for $19 a leg up to Oklahoma from a Love Field in Dallas. I was living in Dallas at the time. And so I would fly in. Now here's the math on that deal. I think we're making about $50 a game flat. So that's a plane ticket, 2 one-way tickets, $19, $38. You got to stay somewhere. That's another chicken shit hotel room. So I had to eat with my buddies. It's part of the fun of going and drinking some beer with them. So that's what we did. And, so I love officiating. That last year I didn't obviously lost money, but I wouldn't trade for nothing. So that's kind of, you know, I think that, I think this whole thing is going to be all right. And, you know, I'm a little bit nervous, to be honest with you, a little apprehensive, I guess, but I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid, Conrad. I'm going to win this fight.
Yes, you are.
It's just a matter of, let's get it started and throw some punches and see where it takes us. So, but if I've got it planned out, if all goes on schedule, my last treatment will be on that, the day of the, Dynamite show at Daly's Place. I'll have my last treatment that morning and then hopefully be back on the air that night. That's the plan. So you gotta have a goal, right?
So, Tony
Khan's happy with it. I pitched him the whole concept. I said, hey, we need to talk about this thing. It's like the elephant in the room deal.
Yeah.
We can't ignore it anymore. It's here. It's time. And so I told him what I would like to see him do. And as a suggestion, you don't go into somebody. Don't you appreciate your people that works with you that come in with solutions instead of just problem identifying?
Of course. Absolutely.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes.
Adds value to their existence with you as an employee is that they come with ideas and suggestions and solutions. So I thought, well, hell, I'll give him an idea. And I don't know who he's going to use. Have no idea as we're recording this. Don't have a clue. Doesn't matter to me. It's whatever he wants to do. But I think it's an interesting template that you create there because, you know, you could do a lot of things. You could have one guy do it for 4 weeks. You could have, you know, I hope they don't go to four men, but that's Tony's call. We've done it successfully with four men. It's not the most favorable scenario because it's hard to find your rhythm with four guys talking and trying to dance the same song. So, but I don't know what he's going to do, but it's whoever gets to sit there they're sitting in a great spot and they can create awareness for themselves or TV persona, maybe develop another skill set. Whatever. You can't get too many skill sets in this crazy business. And a guy that could come on and sit in those chairs an offer color or whatever the case may be, that's a good opportunity. So we'll see. I'm sure it'll be fun, and I'll be watching, and I hope the fans watch and see how we navigate these waters. But it's going to be an interesting week here on my side.
It's, as you and I are recording, your first treatment will be tomorrow. And, this is going to be your primary focus, you know, until really almost the new year.
Yeah.
Your return, as we are speaking now, the plan, the hope is December 29th in Jacksonville.
Right.
And I'm sure some fans are wondering, well, why is JR off and not on the show? Well, because travel would just be impossible for you to do daily treatments and be on the road, right?
Right. Well, as it was explained to me by both my doctors that are working on this deal, it's important to get the number of treatments in and to get them done as consecutively, as consecutive days as possible. And, with us, you know, leaving on Tuesdays, hitting the airport, going to the next city, working Wednesday, doing Dynamite, flying back on Thursday, there's 3 days right there that might not even work. They may not have time when I get back on Thursday to get me in on a Thursday afternoon. All my treatments are scheduled for the mornings. So I'm going to be up and at it early, get it out of the way, and then move on with my day. I'm just very curious to see how I'm going to feel. I'm expecting to feel good. But we never know until you get, at least it's not, what's that other stuff? The bad one, the treatment, you said it a while ago.
Chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy. Yeah. I'm not getting chemotherapy. Thank God. You know, I don't want to lose my handsome head of hair. So no, I'm not getting chemotherapy, radiation, but I'm getting a ton of it. And hopefully it'll nip this thing in the bud and get rid of the cancer. And, I'll be given a clean bill of health and off we go. So that's kind of in a simplistic nutshell of what I'm looking at doing this week.
Well, and I know that, my DMs have just absolutely been blowing up with people who just want me to convey messages to you. I'm sure you've seen an outpouring of support from wrestling fans all over the world as well, right?
Yeah, it's overwhelming. I feel guilty sometimes, cause everybody feels compelled. Everybody's not the right term. A lot of people feel compelled to share their stories, and it's sad sometimes. You know, they talk about losing a parent or a child to cancer, and it really hit a chord with a lot of people in a real world situation. So it's been overwhelming. I'm serious. I there's no way, if I started right now and I didn't stop, it would take me weeks to catch up.
Right.
But thanking everybody for responding. I can't do that. I can do it here, because I can tell you all those messages, on my Twitter or whatever, are heartfelt and they're meaningful. They mean something to me, for somebody to take time out of their day to share, their support or share their story. You know, I got people tweeting me that are getting ready to start, cancer treatment next week, same week I'm doing it. So we're kind of on some of us are on a journey together. And if I can be a motivator to them, then that's the least I can do, for goodness sakes, after them supporting me all these years. So it's going to be a, like I said, an interesting week. I don't have a better way to put it. Unpredictable. But I'm prepared. I've had some issues. I didn't realize that my surgery on my back was going to be as significant as it was. Because obviously I can't lay eyes on that place very, very easily because it's on my back. So, that was, I think I got 12 stitches, and that may not sound like a lot of stitches, but when it's right here, and it's just so easy to bump on something, turn over in bed, reach for something, whatever the case may be, and aggravate that deal. So, Rafael changed the bandages for me. I guess some big old band-aids, jumbo Andre the Giant size band-aids. And he took a picture of it for me. So it's healing a lot better, but boy, it's in a bad spot. It's just sensitive. So that was a lot more than I bargained for. that little surgery there. And then down below that, they were going to cut that out too. I guess he thought it was too much. He being the doctor, pronoun boy. So they burn it off. We'll just burn it off. What the hell? So they burned it off and they cauterized it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And boy, that stuck. When you hear smell your own flesh burning, you know that you should probably be at the bar. burning one's own flesh burning is not exactly the Thanksgiving week memory I was looking for. But in any event, it was what it was. Look, people, I get these text messages and I feel sorry for myself for a little while. And I get a message, somebody that's got like 10 times worse than I've got, you know, really. So I'm happy to get this thing started and see if I can get healthy and get back on schedule as we've kind of penciled in. So, and you know, in the wrestling business, everything's penciled in.
Of course.
Because we know the greatest weapon in the business is the eraser, right?
Yes.
So anyway, is there anything else going on in the wrestling world that we could chat about?
Well, I mean, I think really everybody just wants to hear from you, man. You've become sort of the voice of our childhood, and a lot of people think of you as Uncle Jim. I mean, you've been a constant in their life, and to hear that you're going through a battle and you're going to be taking time away from the announce desk, you got a lot of folks concerned, a lot of folks who care about you. But I'm glad to hear that Raphael was there. Everybody needs a friend like Raphael. I'm sure you agree.
Oh yeah. He's one of the most valuable people in AEW, without a doubt. You know, books all the arenas and handles some marketing or a lot of that stuff, back of the house show day stuff. And he interfaces with all the arenas and all the building managers, schedules the tours. So he was, he's a great friend, and I admire him for, and I also admire his wife for blessing the trip. She thought it would not be a bad idea. The first week I was kind of getting my bearings and so forth. And, she's such a nice lady. I've become great friends, their family, the little boy and the whole nine yards. So, it's pretty cool to have a friend like that. We all need friends like that, Connie. If you were sick, I'd come take care of you.
Oh, I know that. And I appreciate it. And we're pulling for you, Jim. And we're so excited that you're going to have this behind you sooner rather than later. You know, yep. Hopefully this is a 30-day deal, and then we'll see you on the other side. And in the meantime, we've had a lot of questions, but as far as I know, our intention is to keep the podcast going all the way through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I had never thought otherwise. I mean, you know, I hadn't thought otherwise. As a matter of fact, I look forward to it. And as another matter of fact, if we want to do more than one show, I've got some free time on my hands.
There you go.
I know you don't. You don't. But you can bring
Bromwell,
Paul out of the bullpen. You know, he's always ready to pitch two or three innings.
Yes, he is.
So, and it does a good job, by the way. The Rock sent out a tweet. It was kind of cool. A lot of people noticed. But when he got 15.5 million Twitter followers like he does,
a lot of people will notice. Yeah,
the word gets out. So that was nice. I have gotten text messages from NFL players, NFL coaches, college coaches, former Sooners, a lot of them. It's kind of overwhelming, to be honest with you, that they take their time. A player on a game weekend.
Yeah.
DMing me to say, hey, how you hope you're doing well. We're thinking about you type deal. And they got a lot better things to do than worry about my fat ass. I'm going to be okay, but they got a ball game to win. So we'll have to get there. And the other thing too, is that, you know, I get to spend a little bit more time in helping Stephen Link at jrsbbq.com just on decision-making and access. And, you know, we've added several new items to our catalog, shall we say, at jrsbbq.com. We're working around the clock. Stephen gets up at it's dark, and he gets out of there at dark. So it's an all day deal, and we're bringing in all the help we can bring in. And But I saw a picture he sent out the other day on Twitter. You may have seen it. The back of a mail truck loaded with packages. They pick up at our place and take them to the post office. So I could spend a little bit more time on that. And always, that's always good news. We say, well, we had a good sales day today, or we process X number of orders, whatever that may be. That's about as good a medicine as I get from an old marketer and an old, you know, salesman. So, you got to pick out your wins. And I, there's certain things in my life that I still, believe in and partake in that brighten my days up. And I just plan for that stuff to happen. I just plan for it to happen. So it's not about, you know, it's no poor me here. And thank God I don't need a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
I don't need, you know, I don't need any of that stuff that I've helped plenty of those, but I don't need one. I'm good. And my company is fully supportive. If I wanted a car service to take me to radiation treatments and back, I got it. I find that's a little uncomfortable for me. I'm not that I like to just, I'll go do it. Cause I can think about things on the way over, and I can think about things on the way back, and it's about a 25-mile drive. And, you know, these radiation treatments are lazy. They'll take about 10 or 15 minutes.
Right.
So there we are, buddy. It's a life is that we get to all these different hands, and I got a bad hand here, but we're going to come out the other end, and I'm going to Texas Dolly their ass. And I'm going to win this hand and win the World Series of cancer treatments.
Yes, you are. And, we hope, you know, you said you got to have a plan, and we hope you guys are planning for a great Christmas. And, if you have a wrestling fan in your life, I can't think of anything better than one of these bundles that you've got, these gift boxes you've got over at jrsbbq.com. You can get Jan's favorite for just, I mean, it's actually 15% off right now as I'm looking at it.
It's we got a lot of good discounts store wide, and those bundles, those boxes, they are a good, suggestion, because you get a little bit of everything in one box. The box is a nice sturdy box. And so it doesn't come all flimsy and looking bush league. But you can get something there. And Steve is awful good about, well, I don't like, the ketchup, but I like another, seasoning. Okay. So that's what we do. Make the customer happy. Real simple, period. So it's all good, buddy. It's all good. I appreciate everybody's business at the website. I think we've got some great stocking stuffer ideas, and we'll get into the very best we can on time and for your holiday giving. So, it's good stuff. Just good stuff. My life is good, Conrad. I got you as a great friend. We've built a hell of a business here. We know that this podcast is one of the top rated podcasts anywhere. And I'm very grateful for that. I can't tell you, that's a big win there, boy. That's super. And I know the market's very competitive, but our company, adfreeshows.com, I think we're the bull of the woods, if you will.
I agree, Jim. And if you haven't already, I want to encourage you to go check out adfreeshows.com, because right now we're doing a special for an annual package. And when I say annual, I mean, you can actually go ahead and get a discount when you sign up for the whole year. But more importantly, when you're a top guy, or you're a member of the My Push community, which is obviously named after Jim Ross, you get to jump on these Zooms with JR and ask him questions. We're talking live interactive events. And we're going to play one from earlier this month, just to give you sort of a sample, a taste test, if you will. And, the best thing to pair it with, of course, is some of that all purpose seasoning. I saw tons of turkeys posted this past week.
Yeah.
It is a great seasoning for turkey, but maybe you're not a griller. That's okay. Check out the jerky, check out the main event mustard, check out the Chipotle ketchup. It's all at jrsbbq.com. But, when it comes to your wrestling content, I don't think there's a better value than adfreeshows.com, Jim. It starts at just $9 a month, and you get all 7 of our shows plus bonus stuff on top of that. You got to just go see adfreeshows.com. I'm sure you agree.
You know, you can't buy 2 large, Starbucks for $9. I don't think.
No,
I don't ever go there because the lines are too long. Which is a great reason, I guess, as if, what do you else you got to do today, JR? I was in line at Starbucks for 30 minutes. So I took up 30 minutes of my day. I had that done. I'm with you on that, man. The fans have been amazing. And we got great ideas there for you. So if you get, if you care to look, it don't cost nothing to look at the site. Conrad's my best salesman. He's the best salesman I know of anything. So he'll steer you right on that stuff. And we're going to make you happy. And we're going to celebrate the holidays together in a little small way. OJR can be a little part of your holidays. And then, of course, reciprocally, that makes you a part of mine. So we all win here. We all win here, Conrad. Hey, by the way, I was going to ask you, what did you do on your Thanksgiving?
We had a house full, man. Couldn't have fit another person in if we wanted to. Had 26 folks. Megan's whole fam was here, and that was great. And of course, my fam was here, and we had a couple of business folks who were going to be celebrating solo otherwise, and we just couldn't have that. So there's always room here, and I did not one but two turkeys. And yeah, when all the carving was done, there was no turkey left. So just to get ahead of this thing for Christmas, I'm going to have three. Cause I don't know how many more folks are going to do a run in here, but we had some surprise guest appearances and a good time was had by all. It was a great holiday and I hope you guys had a great one. And we sure are excited about Christmas. And just in time for that, there's stocking stuffers over at jrsbbq.com and maybe even gift a membership over at adfreeshows.com. And
yeah,
before we wrap this up today, Jim, these live events that you do on adfreeshows.com, and we're going to roll that beautiful bean footage here in a minute. What do you, as the quote unquote talent, the star of the situation, what do you make of these interactive experiences? It's different than a meet and greet. You actually get to sit down and you look at the person and they can see you and y'all have a conversation. Yeah. It's a little bit different, right?
It's very personal and it's fun. It's a good way to kind of judge the room, what people are interested in talking about, what's the hot thing that week. And then of course I answer questions as honestly as I know. If I know the answer, you're going to get it. But it's interesting to see all the, cause I can see everybody and, they can see me obviously. And it's just a personal thing. It's not like they're on the phone or we're just doing audio. It's live video. So I enjoy those. I think, you know, we try to do about one a month, you know, if we schedule another one here, there and yon, we always can. But I enjoy that aspect of the ad free shows, part of the business. See, I'm a big fan for the stuff like Jim Hurd stuff you did, the Jerry Jarrett stuff that you did. I like all that stuff on the adfreeshows.com side of it. And then allowing me to be able to go in there and have these interactions with the fans, which I love doing. You can't understand what somebody's thinking if you don't ask them or give them the platform to express themselves. So if you wonder, well, what's hot right now? Is it CM Punk and MJF and their 20-minute promo that they did that people are still talking about? Well, yeah, there's some people that want to talk about that. You know, how did it go? It was 20 minutes, a long time. It's kind of revolutionary. And yeah, it was, and it worked. So, you know, that kind of thing. But I enjoy, and if they have a problem with something that I don't agree with, we have the ability to sit as friends to sit down and say, well, here's what I don't know. I think you're missing a point there, but I understand what you're saying type deal. And maybe they changed my mind. So it's good, man. A lot of people are going to see this for the first time today because a lot of them are members of the Ad Free Network.
That's
that
right.
Watch our show.
Right.
And they should be, like you said, for $9, starting at $9. Really? So, very affordable. I think that's a great Christmas gift to me. If I was a fan and I had someone gift to me of that, ad free shows, gift, I'd be tickled to death.
Yeah.
It opens the world up to wrestling. You know, they love wrestling. They can't get enough of it. Well, here, I don't know if we can still get you all you ever wanted, but we can damn sure get close with all the different people on here and, you know, the Arns and the Erics and Bruce, Jeff, Kurt, leave out anybody
on and on
Tony.
It feels like it's a who's who because it is. And, we hope you guys will check it out at adfreeshows.com. We're going to play that this week. We're going to be back with our regularly scheduled programming next week. We were originally going to talk about Michael Cole today. We're going to bump that back 1 week. We'll talk about him next week. It just felt like this week we should just have a chance for you to sort of communicate with the audience, because when you went off the air last week on Dynamite, people were were talking, you were actually trending for a while. And I thought, man, we should just talk about that. And just
JR trending. What a world we live in, Connie. Yeah. I didn't know what to say there. That was all me. I didn't have to ask Tony Khan for permission because he's supporting everything I do. And, that's how I rolled it out. And it's cause we hadn't said anything about it the entire show. And I knew that I wasn't going to come back. Just didn't have the exact plan in place, but I was pretty sure that this would be it for a while. So, and it was, and so that's how we closed, and it got a lot of interest. And, but you know, we're going to work our way through it. I'm going to be fine.
Yes, you are.
Everybody's just got to understand I'm going to be fine because I like to battle and I like to be competitive and I'm a little hard headed. And so consequently, whatever it takes to get past this and solve this cancer issue is what we're going to do. So, and here we go. We'll all kick off this week.
Well, we're pulling for you, Jim. If you haven't already, go follow Jim on social. It's at jrsbbq.com or jrsbbq.com is the website. At jrsbbq on Twitter, though, that's where you can keep up with your updates. And we'll be back next week, a regularly scheduled program. We'll be talking in long form about Michael Cole, the good, the bad, and the ugly. One of the more underrated performers and probably gotten a bad shake over the years. And it's not necessarily his fault. We'll talk about that next week. But in the meantime, Jim, I know you don't want to hear it, but boy, everybody sure is pulling for you. And we're excited to see you again next week and hear how
it went. Conrad. Good idea. You called the audible today and I appreciate being able to express myself to thank from the bottom of my heart, all the fans that support this show, and all my other little interests like the website. All those great messages mean something. They mean a lot because I'm here alone. You know, God, these are the days where I miss my Jan so much because she would baby my fat ass and get me to where I need to be. But she's watching over me. So I think that's one of the reasons that all these tests and all these things that have gone so far, they got all the cancer out of my back. I don't have any more cancer in my back in those two places of my shoulder down lower. And I think she had something to do with that. As crazy as it may sound, she's got connections up there. You know, her, she's going to meet everybody and cook and everything's going to be cool, man. So, but I appreciate you giving the opportunity to say that these things today, just relax and chat. Like two old friends do, and you and I are that. So, and we, if this disappointed the Michael Cole preemption, disappointed anybody, we apologize, but we'll give you all you can handle of Michael Cole next week. I promise.
Until next time, let's take a listen to this exclusive event that happened earlier this month over at adfreeshows.com. And, we'll see you next week right here on Grillin' JR with the voice of wrestling, Mr. Jim Ross.
Many blessings, everybody. Thanks for everything.